Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
In the morning, and congratulations to the Oriole Park Choir. Just did a great job. Love those kids. And Duncan Keith joins us now. Good morning, Dunks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on the show here.
No, I appreciate you being on. And Maya Gonzalez and Isabella Miranda have birthdays today. And the Oriole Park kids who are just in here singing would like you to say happy birthday to them.
Wow. Well, happy birthday. How old are they today?
You know, I don't know. It's a good question. You would think I would have asked that. I'm not that smart, Dunk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know me. I'm not that bright.
Well, I'm not that smart either.
So. Well, you and me together. And also, hi to everybody in 268 and 264. I want to get to the hockey, but first let's talk about Keith Relief. How many years for the concert now?
This is going to be our third concert.
Right.
So we've got Dustin Lynch coming here this time, so we're excited about that. I think he's got a couple of real big songs out that we're excited to have him.
Yeah, Kev, I don't know if you know Dustin Lynch, but where it's at, see if you can find that. We'll play it at the back end of this. And he's going to be performing. There's a VIP reception. A lot of the Hawks will be there, of course. Tickets, I think, are really reasonable. Go to Duncan Keith's website, duncankeith.com. Or just Google Keith Relief. And what's the money raised for? Where's it going?
Well, it goes to, we've got a partnership with Ronald McDonald House, but it also, the majority of it goes to families in need of medical bills. Keep hearing.
Sure.
Every year a story about how there's a family in need with a, you know, medical crisis where they can't pay their medical bills. So, you know, I think it's a good focus and a good area where it can help out a lot of people. And, you know, we're excited to hopefully raise some money.
Congratulations on a run of the concerts, which is great. Again, we'll give you the website at the end here, but it's a great thing to do, and we hope everybody will help out. And also, congratulations on a nice little run the team's on now. The home cooking, to use the sports cliche, seems to be working out.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be back at the United Center here in Chicago. Great weather here this time of year, so we're all the guys on the team are excited to be here right now, and hopefully get a big win tonight against the Avalanche.
The Avs have had an up and down couple of years. I'm not a huge fan of their head coach, Dave. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that on the air.
I think you have
a couple times,
brought that up once or twice.
I'm one of the great goalies of all times, and just a jackass. Oh, that's me. I'm sorry, I said that. That was me. Look, you don't take anybody lightly, right? Q drums that into your head every day.
Yeah, you know, I think these guys have got a great team, to be honest with you, and great players on their team, and fast skating, skilled guys. So, the way the league's set up now, any team can win any night, and it's, you know, there's no easy game. So tonight we know we got our hands full against a good skating team. You know, we're going to have to come out like we've done the last few games and have a good start and carry on from there.
You know, you know, you're old enough to be a legend now, Dunks. I don't know if you know that. And I remember talking to Michael Jordan's trainer back in the 90s about this. Michael would get up in the morning. He'd have a light breakfast. He'd work out. And then he'd go have the big breakfast. Then he'd go to practice. You know, because it's all about the legs, right? It's got to be the same sort of deal for you. It's all about the legs.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about getting the body and the legs feeling good. If the legs feel good and the skates are fitting good, feeling good, you know, chances are you're going to move out there pretty good and have a good game.
You guys made a trade last night. Trevor Daley goes to Pittsburgh. You get Rob Scuderi. I know you've played against Scuderi a lot over the years. But as you look at this, when a guy comes in, a veteran who's played a lot like this, how long is the adjustment period for him to kind of get used to playing with you guys?
Well, I think it's different for every guy, and it's kind of dependent upon the type of player that we acquire and the hold that we have on the team. So I think that Rob, he's a guy who's won a couple of Stanley Cups, and he knows what it takes. He's been around great teams, so I think he's going to be a great fit for us. You know, I think Trevor's going to go on to Pittsburgh and be a great fit for them. You know, just getting to know Trevor for the last couple months, I was really impressed with his character and just the kind of guy that he is. And he was always fun to be around and one of those guys that you wanted to be around. So I wish him nothing but the best in Pittsburgh. And we're definitely excited about having Rob join us now.
It's kind of tough, right? Because in this salary cap era with a hard cap that the NHL has, you end up saying goodbye to guys a lot, and you couldn't be closer and couldn't be more of a family on the road and at home as well over the course of the season. And at the end of the season, you know, some of those guys aren't going to be around.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it's a frustrating part of the game for the players because, you know, you get to know somebody, whether it's over the course of a year, like last year with Brad Richard, and when all of a sudden, you know, he's gone and it's all new faces again, and then you get some new faces in, they're gone or a little bit earlier. So you like that continuity, but you also understand that the business side of it, and I guess players, you know, are changing places a lot now and with the cap, and that's the way it's going to be, I guess.
What's this Kane point streak like for you? I mean, you had a hand in it the other night.
Yeah, well, for me, it's just impressive to see how he's been able to do it different ways and keep that streak going. I mean, he broke the record. He broke Crosby's record the other night. So I think as players and team, we're just as impressed as anybody that he's been able to do this. It's just incredible. And I think it shows you how great of a player he really is. And when he's put with a couple of players that are skilled and good players in Anisimov and Panarin, I think it just shows you just how dominant he is in this league.
You know, you get a chance at different times to see the greats in the game at their absolute best. You know, it lasts for however long it lasts, and then it usually comes back at some point. Certainly we saw that with you in the playoffs. I told you this off the air a while ago, but your playoff run was one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen in the NHL, and I can't imagine how hard you had to work to get there. But for you guys to be able to watch Kane be around the puck, and as you said, do it so many different ways. I mean, it feels like he's in that same kind of zone that you were in that playoff run to the cup.
I think I don't know if I got a point in every game like he's done, but he, you know, just his offensive ability and his skill and his, you know, his vision with the puck, I think, allows him to be dangerous on every shift, and he makes everybody around him better. And I think when you get a guy that can make your teammates better and the players around you better, that's the sign of greatness. And you know, we're lucky to have a guy like that on our team who makes us all better.
Talking to Duncan Keith, go to duncankeith.com/keithreliefconcert, keith-relief-concert, or just Google Duncan Keith or Keith Relief, and you get information on the concert upcoming. And it's an important thing for you to do to help the Ronald McDonald House and other associated causes. So we appreciate Duncan Keith and his foundation getting behind it and doing it again this year. You know, as this league rolls on into beyond midseason and into January and February, you know, we talk about August being the dog days for baseball. What's a tougher month for hockey? January, February, March?
That's a good question. I think, I don't know. I think it kind of goes to just how the player feels and individually, and right now I think most of the guys feel pretty good, so we're going to keep trying to let this little run here play out and hopefully collect points in the standings. But traditionally it's probably always been around February after the All-Star break. You know, you're always looking forward to that All-Star break, and the All-Star break comes and a couple weeks after you're ready for another All-Star break. So
right.
You know, it's just one of those things. You gotta, you know, just try and stay as fresh as possible, get your rest, and get through those days.
Can you take Corey Crawford's been amazing? Can you tell if your goalie's having a good night early, like before we see it in the stands? It's not just about, you know, an early score, but it's about how he handles shots and how he handles rebounds and things like that. Can you tell when you need to be a little closer and a little more aware than maybe on another night when he's stopping everything?
Well, yeah, with Crow, I can tell a little bit, to be honest with you, because I've played with him for so long now. I can tell when he's in the zone. He's aggressive, and you can tell that he has that air of confidence about him, in the net. So, I think that's just from me playing with him for a while now, getting to know him and on the ice and off the ice. And, he's definitely got that going on right now, and he's been the biggest reason, especially the last, four or five games where we've been able to collect some points and get up there in the standings. Hopefully he does it again tonight.
You know, as much news as Kane has made, everybody's getting involved now. It's good to have Bickle back, and, you get the little guy starting fights every time he turns around. Shawzy, he's never met someone in another sweater. He wasn't willing to punch. It's very entertaining for us. But it's got to be fun. It's got to be a fun time right now to have this many home games in this short a chunk of time. But you deserve it after being on the road.
Well, I think, like you said, it's nice to be at home here and have a large section of games here at home where we can get that home-cooked meal and sleep in our own bed and enjoy the nice weather that we got here going right now, knock on wood. Hopefully it keeps up, but... and then just use that United Center crowd to our advantage.
And I believe
keep it going.
I believe tonight is Duncan Keith bobblehead night. Have you seen the bobblehead?
I haven't seen it, actually.
It's pretty cool. The head bobs forward twice, and the second time it bobs, seven teeth pop out.
Oh, yeah? I couldn't hear
it. Maybe it's better.
No. Listen. The famous Duncan Keith loses his teeth and shows up for another shift about 5 minutes later story is NHL legend. Yep. But do you ever watch other sports, football, basketball, baseball, whatever, and just go, come on, man, get back in the game?
No, I don't really think that too much. I think every sport's different. You never really know what's going on with a guy. So, I don't really judge too many other guys in other sports. I know every other sport is hard in their own way. With hockey, it's the playoffs there for me. So I think anybody else on my team would have done the same thing. So, I don't really look at it as though. I know it's garnered a lot of attention, and it's, kind of funny to look at pictures where I'm missing my whole mouth there. But I know that all my other teammates would have done the same thing.
It is unique to hockey. You're a modest guy, but it is unique to hockey, though, man. It just really is. The guys get injured, and they'll lie about whether or not they see three or four goalies just to get back in the game. Guys want to play. You just want to play.
Yeah, no, exactly. Especially when it comes down to playoffs, I don't think. You want to be part of it and be a reason, big help in getting wins and getting to the cup, so... I think that's what it's all about.
I know you're walking into the skate around. Before you run, Terry Kandra from Oak Lawn's got a question in the MB Financial Bank question, and she gets an autographed puck from the Blackhawks. Says, what's your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday?
Your favorite holiday.
My favorite holiday has got to be, I like Christmas, I know that probably gets said for the most of the times, but... Christmas to me, opening up presents, sitting around the tree and getting the fire going and,
sure.
and having some snow outside, but even though we don't have any of that right now, it's nice to break up the long season and have family in town and things like that too, so.
And it's fun when you're a dad.
I like Christmas.
Great talking to you, man. I appreciate you jumping on and have a great game tonight.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
There you go. It's
right.
Duncan Keith again. Go to the website, duncankeith.com/keith-relief-concert. Dustin Lynch is going to be headlining at the concert. And Dustin Lynch, well, here's a Dustin Lynch cut right here.
Time shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets. No, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over.
Dustin Lynch, you got a silent auction open throughout the entire event. Live auction prior to, and the money goes to the Ronald McDonald House. DuncanKeith.com/KeithReliefConcert. You don't think it's a great idea? A Duncan Keith bobblehead with removable teeth?
I think it's a great idea. I'm just wasn't, awesome. I'm unsure how he was going to feel about
that. That's the part where you're pretending you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
With the phone.
Yeah, yeah. But, he did that thing where he held the phone up like,
hey, you're breaking up.
I'm in a bad cell.
That's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that Christmas would be his favorite holiday because Thanksgiving, which would be a logical choice, they're always on the circus trip.
Yeah. Right.
He gets to be home.
Plus, he's a dad now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doesn't get any better now.
Nope.
And just as a footnote to that, no news on the baby.
Yeah. Oh, all right, good. Because you keep, you know, literally, for those who can't see you, you check your phone every 5 minutes, would you say, Dave?
Mm-hmm. What if we find out first, Steve?
Wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good for any of us.
It'd be great to break the story.
Wouldn't it?
No, really wouldn't.
Oh, you could toss to me and I could break it as a big story.
That'd be great. I hope you guys like working with Rokan. It's 927. Back with the news coming up on 720 WGN.